John Huckenberry here with Catherine Lamfer. At 9 p.m. last night, police swept in and arrested four men allegedly involved in a plot to bomb two synagogues in New York City after an elaborate sting operation by the NYPD and the FBI. Officials said the men had planted what they thought were bombs, real bombs. They were actually fake bombs, and were looking for the capability to shoot down a military plane in Newburgh, New York. This morning, Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly were very reassuring to the communities affected here, and they described the plan. Here's Commissioner Ray Kelly.
No one was at risk. This was a very tightly controlled operation.
How tightly controlled? The details are emerging now. The FBI described it as a painstaking investigation that started in June of last year. Here's Assistant Director in Charge of the FBI's New York Division, Joseph Demarest.
They have bags that were set up, they believe to be bombs, carrying about 30 pounds of explosives, what they believe to be explosives. Here we had vehicles staged by us, by the Joint Terrorism Task Force. They would place a satchel or a bag in a vehicle in front of the temple down the block, and then two more bags into a vehicle parked in front of the synagogue here.
The four men will be arraigned in White Plains, New York, in about 4 hours. We're joined now by Bob Ayers, an American intelligence and security expert and former analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency. Bob, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Let me spin out a couple more details here. Three of these individuals are American citizens, as far as we know. One has a family connection to Afghanistan. All of them met in prison, which is a little alarming, and they're from Newburgh, New York, which is about 60 miles north of New York City. What of any of these details, just to begin, Bob, strikes you?
Well, one thing that we shouldn't attach too much importance to is the fact that they're American citizens. When we're talking about our radical Muslims, they tend to transcend national allegiance, and they owe their allegiance to their religion. We've had the same problem here in London. So we have to be a little careful in suggesting that they're Americans that have gone bad. They're Muslims that are doing what they think is good.
And in this particular case, what they think is good, was it encouraged by federal authorities? Was it observed by federal authorities? What do you make of what we can gather from these prosecutorial and investigative techniques?
Well, the thing that we can rest assured is when they are tried in court, their defense counsel will stand up and try to make a case that they didn't do this on their own. They were entrapped by the FBI. That's going to be a standard defense strategy. However, based on what we see thus far, it would appear that these people were identified early on in their plotting, and the FBI led them along, let them continue to execute their plot until it got right down to the point where they were actually executing the attacks with fake or non-lethal explosives, and then they moved against them. So it looks like the FBI did a very good job on this one.
And led them, I guess, is the concern that I have. How can you say led them and then not say entrapment? And again, I'm agnostic on this. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Led is my word. Perhaps a better word would have been allowed them to continue with the plot. The FBI certainly had some role to play in that they were providing the missiles and the fake explosives to the plotters. The question for the defense counsel and for the prosecution would be, was this provision of lethal weapons something that the plotters themselves were trying to get, or was it something that the FBI or the informant inside the plot suggested that they use?
Right, and presumably in wiretap evidence, that's where they'll find that information, if it exists at all. Jaish e Mohammed, it's a name that exists in the complaint, supposedly supplied by the confidential informant. That he claimed he was a member of Jaish-e-Mohammed. First of all, the significance of that name?
Very little significance. The extremist groups, they come and go. They change their name with great regularity. Don't attach too much credibility or importance to that.
I want to go back to something you were saying at the beginning. These weren't Americans, quote-unquote, gone bad. These were Muslims trying to do what they thought was the greater good. Maybe the fact they were American can be significant. I mean, I'm thinking of Oklahoma City. Obviously, it wasn't his faith that was at question there. It was what he believed needed to happen in this country.
Well, you have to examine the motivations of the two groups. when you look at Oklahoma City, the motivation there was not religiously inspired. It was a man who had difficulties accepting the federal government, and he struck against the federal government, not for religious movements purposes, but for basically his own political belief structure.
Well, but perhaps this is political and not necessarily Islam.
Well, it doesn't seem to be political to me, given that they were targeting Jewish buildings, and they were targeting military aircraft, and they were doing this as a conspiracy of which all members of the conspiracy were radical Islamists. That certainly suggests that it's a Islamic conspiracy, not a political conspiracy.
Well, Bob Ayers, the judge who will be at the arraignment at 1 p.m. Eastern Time in White Plains, New York, will certainly have a reaction to the notion of a conspiracy as the complaint is heard in open court, and the suspicion would be that these people will remain in custody. Bob Ayers, thanks so much for joining us. Bob Ayers is American intelligence and security expert, former analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency. He joined us from London. Again, four men in custody. Arraignment will take place at 1 p.m. this afternoon. A terror plot allegedly against two Jewish synagogues in New York City.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.